1360, 888-455-1360. By the way, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
As I say over my least favorite Christmas bumper. I'm just saying, I just don't like this one. It's just one. Senator Ron Johnson is going to vote for the Ryan Murray budget deal. Conservatives are already apoplectic on my Facebook page, getting emails, texts, and so on. Here's the way I see the argument. In the past, Republicans have said, trust us now, because this is the best we can do without power, and we'll deliver when we have the power. The problem is they haven't followed through on that. I have two responses to that. When they've done that in the past, there was no Tea Party caucus there to keep them honest. But two, and I'm going to be preaching this a lot, some of you will remember, and I've already brought this up on the air, some of you won't. 2007. Now, Walker Administration Department Secretary, then Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, was in the same boat. All Republicans had was the Assembly. Jim Doyle was governor. Democrats had the Senate. He was accused of the same thing. Not pushing hard enough, not fighting hard enough. He came on the show several times and said, elections matter. I remember the phrase over and over. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the governor's mansion. We are limited in what we can do. That might sound like a cop-out to you, but it's true. Now, here's where the rest of the conservative argument goes. Yeah, well, then when they got it, they didn't do anything. Okay, as I said, that has been true. It's not true in Wisconsin. Okay, so they muddled their way through, and Jim Doyle and Democrats raised all these taxes because Republicans didn't have the lever of power to stop them and really can't do a shutdown at the state level the way they could at the federal level. Well, what happened in 2010? Republicans were given all the levers of power. They ended up with the Senate, and then the whole recall thing happened. But ultimately, they had both houses to start in 2011, and they had Scott Walker. Scott Walker has overseen the most reform-minded conservative government ever at any level. Yes, you need that leader, and there are questions as to whether that conservative leader is there. But where I do agree with Ron Johnson is you are limited in what you can do when you have limited power. So Rob on the road. Rob, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. I agree with Ron Johnson. I believe right now you don't want to create a spectacle with another government shutdown. The attention should stay on Obamacare. And the last shutdown took the attention away from Obamacare. So I agree with Ron Johnson and how he feels about the issue, the pluses and minuses of it. And if I could just say one thing about Ron Johnson, I had contacted him about 2 weeks ago, an issue with a federal law I was having, and I contacted Sean Duffy, and I contacted Terry Baldwin. I got a call back from Ron Johnson's office the next day. I have not heard back from Terry Baldwin yet. I heard from Sean Duffy about a week later, but, I mean, he's doing an excellent job as our senator.
Rob, thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to let you go there, but I do appreciate the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think Rob makes, this is what this is all about. This agreement is the let's not have another shutdown agreement. I understand that. I ran into Reed Ribble at a holiday gathering over the weekend in the Appleton area, Congressman Reed Ribble. The worst is yet to come for Obamacare. Now, again, I understand. I understand the concern that, well, that's okay, they can't necessarily repeal Obamacare. And what Ron isn't saying that he doesn't have the will. See, this is what people hear what they want to hear. Ron Johnson isn't saying he doesn't have the will to repeal. It's not that easy anymore because the law has taken effect. And you can't just, because so much of the healthcare system has already been thrown over to Obamacare. You do need a transition plan. Republicans need to come up with that. But here's the biggest reason that I can live with this deal, although I don't like it. A shutdown will accomplish nothing. You know what's going to happen? Same thing that happened last time. Government's going to be shut down for a couple of weeks, and Republicans are going to go wobbly and agree to something like this or worse. You will accomplish nothing and take the attention off Obamacare. Jim in Green Bay. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, Jerry, my feeling is they might as well have mailed this in because this deal is nothing. Focus on Obamacare. He just said it. We're going to nibble around the edges because it's here to stay. Oh, they were going to fight it. And they'll wait till the budget deal. Wait till this. Wait till that. Well, guess what? Nothing. And it's a done deal. And even this budget, it's a disaster. Oh, wait till we get control. You aren't going to do squat anymore. You're chasing things. You're not leading. You're just simply chasing after things nowadays.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, Jim. I think people thought the same thing in 2010 when Republicans took over. They never imagined what Scott Walker would do. The ability to do it is there. You need that one leader who drives that reform at the federal level.
Jerry, they're fundamentally transforming the country. They did not have to deal with that at the state level. What they're going to be dealing with at this federal level is going to be something completely different. It's going to be a whole different government by the time Obama's done.
Well, I know.
And they're not going to have, what are they going to?
Well, okay, that's certainly going to be the case if they don't get power back. Louis and Gleason, I do need you to hang on because I don't want to cut you short here. We're just about up against the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 1030.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.